This is Rod Peterson on Demand. No!
I don't know who said it. Somebody said they missed Jordan, our director.
He's probably watching right now.
Going, ah, yes, I'm irreplaceable.
This is what happens when I leave.
How about that?
Jordan is loving this.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
He's, oh, yeah.
First show, Jordan's missed. You know that, right, Paul?
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is, and we're live. Hello, Canada. Welcome to Canada's daytime sports talk show, or as we like to talk it, The View for sports fans, which would make me the Whoopi Goldberg of sports talk and you the...
Joey Behart?
Yeah. Or Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Sure.
Your choice. Welcome to a brand new week, everybody.
Star Jones, if you're into that kind of thing.
Exactly. Like, we're coming to you from the Bermuda Triangle of the National Hockey League. Right between Winnipeg, Calgary, and Edmonton here, and what a great day to be wearing Golden Knights gear. I'll tell you what, I'm all excited to talk sports for the next 2 hours. I got, Clark was trying, and God bless producer Clark for trying to do this, surprise me with a guest today, and I said, I don't know, don't do surprises on live television, so what is it? So I know, but you don't. It's coming up here a little later in hour one. You know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's I'm excited. Great work, Clark, on that. Cameron Hughes is going to be joining us, the king of cheer. Did you dig that photo up, Clark, by chance? He's working on it now. Cameron Hughes, he's the guy, what, he's performed in over, like, between 1 and 200 venues as a professional fan, he calls himself. He's got a book coming out tomorrow, The King of Cheer, Cameron Hughes. Hundreds, I should be between 1 and 200, hundreds of appearances. He's appeared in Vegas 47 times or something like that. With the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. Stacey Cattell, the president of God's team, the Regina Pats, is going to be here. The WHL making a huge announcement. The five Saskatchewan WHL teams making an announcement, I think, right now. We're going to get to that later. And then Jim Lang joining us, Canada's foremost expert on the National Football League. Jim Lang will be joining us to talk about his new book with Bob McKenzie and a Week 9 wrap in the National Football League. By the way, it is director Jordan's birthday today.
Hey.
The most underrated director in show business. Listen, I see everybody's writing in over here. I'm not even looking at you because I don't want to get distracted. You know what I mean? Everybody's all giddy and ready for sports talk. But before we get to the quick six show topics, I can say this. There's breaking news on three fronts today. One, Sergio Garcia is pulled out of the Masters. You saw that probably via a notification. Two, we're told that the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League is going to a bubble. This show is very popular in Quebec. It's carried on the cable package Videotron as well as Rogers Cable. So I want to dive into that. This just came down this morning, so I'm looking for news on that. And the story that Justin Dunk has been sitting on for weeks, he finally broke this morning, and that is that Mike Riley has filed a grievance against the British Columbia Lions for unpaid wages, guaranteed money of his $750,000 a year wage. That was broken today by Dunk. Thanks, Dunk, just before we went to air. So I got to read the article first before we can really delve into it. So though that is all aside from the quick six show topic. So let's go, Jordan. Can you hit that, please, here on your 19th birthday? Week 9 in the National Football League. Where do I start? You saw that guy from the Zach Caleros parody account wrote us last night, trolling me on Tom Brady's performance last night. Worst loss in Tom Brady's career, 38-3. The Bucs were embarrassed by the New Orleans Saints in Raymond James Stadium. How am I going to defend Tom? I'm not. I got my hands full with the Dallas Cowboys, making apologies for them. Tom was bad. But did you watch the game?
Oh, yeah.
That game completely got away from Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Five rushing attempts.
That's it.
Did you know that's what they had?
It's a record. Five. And one of them was a kneel down at the end of the game. So it was really four rushing attempts. Leonard Fournette had one rushing attempt in the football game. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Four rushing, real rushing attempts during the game and a kneel down to end the football game. That's it. I mean, never got anything going. You look at the interceptions Tom threw. I mean, one was on fourth down. It was a little prayer. And that's the same as a punt. That's not a bad pick to throw. There's The deflection of David Onyemata, the former Manitoba Bison, that he picked off. That was cool to watch. But he wasn't in sync. Just wasn't in sync all game. Took him into the second quarter to get their first down of the football game.
You want to talk about overreaction Monday. This is it. Yeah, Tom wasn't good, and he admitted it after the game. They started tracking the stat in 1933. Rushing versus passing attempts. It was the lowest ever last night on Sunday Night Football. So as much as Tom takes the blame, and he will, Bruce Arians has to wear it. And I think, too, the Buccaneers defensive coordinator Todd Bowles as well. By the way, John in Edmonton's watching. He says, come on, Rod. We help make the show. I know, John. I'll get to your comments, but I can't get distracted. I'm a squirrel. I've got a script here to follow, okay? We do it every day in the warm-up, if you haven't noticed. So just about one of our guests, Cameron Hughes. Clark dug up a photo of him. Sorry I didn't give you more notice, Clark. Just for those that, there he is, Cameron Hughes. You've seen him, I'm sure, in a venue near you. He's been all through the National Hockey League, Canadian Football League, NFL, I believe, NLL for sure. Cameron Hughes coming up in segment two. His new book is coming out tomorrow, and he's bringing with him a very special guest, which has me scintillated. Point two. The Pittsburgh Steelers narrowly beat America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, 24-19. I thought Garrett Gilbert was going to pull it off. I thought a star was born yesterday. An overnight success, 10 years in the making, Garrett Gilbert. But he couldn't do it against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, my question is now this. It's not the poll question today. We're coming up on that. But will the Steelers go 16-0? I would think if we made that the poll question, most would say no. But they're halfway there, Dupes.
They're halfway there.
They're 8-0.
I mean, they look really, really good. I think, you know, looking at the rest of their schedule, I really think they'll finish somewhere around 14-2 or 13-3. But they've got some tough games. They got the Colts. They got to play Baltimore again. It's not just a walk in the park. But, man, it's not easy to get 8-0. We talk about, you know, narrowly these narrow wins that they've had week after week. And this being another one. It's not a good feeling to sit on the sidelines if you're Ben Roethlisberger or that offense and just, you know, feel the game slipping away from you, but they pulled it out in the end.
I love Rex Ryan. I think we'd get along. I heard him this morning on ESPN. I was telling you, he said, this is not the Ben Roethlisberger of old. This is the old Ben Roethlisberger. Just put in Mason Rudolph and call it a day. Mind you, at 8-0, it's hard to argue with what they're doing.
Well,
I got to move on.
Yeah.
Point three, your Titans beat the Bears 24-17. Apologies to Henry Burris and Da Bears, but you want to bet on that.
I did. I don't know. We're going to get something here.
You're going to get hobo donuts.
And some swag or something Jamie's going to send in the mail.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Jamie in Halifax had bet Dupes on the game. He's a Bears fan, you're a Titans fan, and you won.
Life's good.
2.4. Who is the best color man in the National Football League? Let me just stop here for a second. Guy just writes in, Rod, how about the SJHL? How about it? Can you guys just chill for a second? I'm trying to get through my topics here. We'll get to the Junior A talk. Our inbox has been stuffed with NFL talk. Darren and I were talking about it just before we went to air. You know we could sit here today for 2 hours and talk about the National Football League and everybody would be fine.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to point that out. Just slow your roll, guys, and we'll get to it. But I'm sitting there yesterday watching Tony Romo do the color with Jim Nance of the Cowboys game, and I'm thinking, I'm still not on the Tony Romo train as the color guy. He'll always be trailing Troy Aikman as far as I'm concerned, and that's what put it in my head for the poll question. Who's the best primetime color commentator in the National Football League? Right now, Troy Aikman, Chris Collinsworth, Tony Romo or other. Nelson in Calgary wrote in and he said Daryl Moose Johnston. Why are the Dallas Cowboys all the best color guys, by the way? Aikman, Romo, Moose Johnston.
I know.
Something rubs off down there. But on what it would look pretty like an even split to me there. Do you have one? Mine's Aikman.
They're all good. I'm on the Romo bandwagon.
Are you?
Because he's made it fun with Jim Nance. He seems to have given him more life. But I'm a big Chris Collinsworth fan. I think he brings something special to Sunday Night Football. Him and Al Michaels are good. But it's about the team, right? And it's something special when it's Nance and Romo. Or when it's Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. Or when it's Buck and Aikman. They're all so good. It's an interesting poll. What's a shame is that there's nobody from ESPN on the poll, but I wouldn't know who to put on there.
That's their fault.
And that's the problem. And that's Monday Night Football.
Can anybody right now tell me who the Monday Night Football color guy is? I'll wait. You write in, because I know who it is, because I'm a broadcasting nerd, but I bet you don't. I bet you most of you don't. 2.5, obviously, the news of Alex Trebek passing away at age 80. Howie Meeker passing away at the age of 97. The funny thing is, Alex Trebek, like, Jeopardy is what he'll be known for, and that's what he would be happy to be known for, I'm sure. I was looking him up this morning. I thought he was from Ottawa. He's just a basic Canadian lover. I mean, he announced the Senators' first-round pick this year, but he is on record as being a Montreal Canadiens fan.
Right.
He's lived in America for more than half his life. He moved in 1973. So, obviously, he likes warm weather. He became a naturalized American citizen in 1998. Doesn't take away the fact that he's a Canadian treasure, Alex Trebek, class personified. And then Howie Meeker, which I have a little more affection for from the hockey realm. Is he a little before your time?
Yeah.
Or
he's a
does
little...
it mean anything to you that he
No, it does.
Passed?
It does. I mean, I'm familiar. And I'm a broadcasting nerd, too. So I like following and going back in the history. But yeah, before my time, I didn't watch or consume anything from Howie Meeker.
So you old timers that are watching a little older than me, was there anybody before Howie Meeker that was the czar of the telestrator? I mean, Mike Fratello from the NBA is called the czar of the telestrator. Howie Meeker was like the first guy to break down video on Hockey Night in Canada. And he had this shrill, high voice. Like, I was a little disappointed with SportsCenter this morning that they did a whole montage for Trebek, but barely anything for Howie Meeker. Barely anything. And it was that, stop it right here, guys. Stop it right here. He would yell at the producers and say that, right? Or he was a legendary coach. And, you know, we watched films as kids of Howie Meeker, who sent them all across the country. He was virtually coaching hockey schools in the 70s. Think about that for something. Virtually. Put it upstairs. Tuck it upstairs, guys. When the goalie goes down, tuck it upstairs.
I love it.
And there's this very high, shrill voice. Howie Meeker, stop it right there, guys.
And we all do it. Stop it right there, guys. Okay, if we could just stop it right here. That's
he was the first.
Like a pioneer when it comes to that. That is amazing, amazing stuff. Groundbreaking. And the average fan, you know, doesn't really, you know, hold it as high as we do. But that is, I mean, that's big time stuff.
I hope, can somebody inform me if Howie Meeker's in the Hockey Hall of Fame? Because he's got 4 Stanley Cups. He was the Calder Trophy as the Rookie of the Year in 1943. Like,
yeah.
The guy, there should be a statue of him for out front of Hockey Night in Canada, out front of CBC on Front Street in downtown Toronto. So I do love me some Alex Trebek, but Howie Meeker, major impact on my childhood. To point six, I found this interesting. TSN's list of the top NHL free agents right now, to me, isn't that tantalizing. The biggest ones are off the board. Do you know the number one free agent is?
Hoffman?
Mike Hoffman.
Yeah. I just knew.
I'm just saying.
But that's it. That's,
doesn't seem like the missing piece to a Stanley Cup run to me. Alex Pietrangelo, probably.
That's a different story.
Of the, yes.
It's a little underwhelming, the list right
We're
now.
Into the, like, fourth or fifth wave of NHL free agency. And what's left over, number one, Mike Hoffman. Number two, Eric Halla. Number three, Corey Perry. Number four, Michael Granlund. Number five, Anthony Duclair. Like, it sounds, looks like an expansion team.
Yeah.
Who's who of an expansion team is what it looks like. Couple other things. Rock star of the day on Friday was Drew Tate. He was just amazing. And I can't wait for week 3 games in the Spring League. But there will be a poll today for the rock star of the day, including Cameron Hughes, Stacey Cattell, Jim Lang, and our fourth special guest, which I have a feeling. And by the way, you need to be a little bit of the Howie Meeker vintage to really appreciate who this guest is. That's all coming up here in segment 2. CFL Sim Division semifinals on Saturday. We broadcast on this Facebook Live channel. It was amazing. I now know how a commissioner feels, as do you. I was just praying for great games, and we got them. The Ottawa Redblacks beat the Argos 32-16 in a game that was closer than the score would indicate at TD Place. Ottawa's moved on to face Calgary in a division final. And in the late game of the doubleheader, Saskatchewan beat BC 23-7. We just took people monumentally to Mosaic Stadium Saturday night. It was a great game, too.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody complained from the Argos or Lions about a fix or that this isn't realistic.
Yeah.
They were amazing games. Juwan Breskison watched live. Richie Leone watched live. Who was the rider that watched? Luches Purifoy watched Saturday night. So, yeah, moving to this Saturday's division finals. Red Blacks at Stampeders. Nick Arbuckle versus Bo. And then Saskatchewan at Edmonton. Fajardo versus Trevor Harris.
People got really excited and they're getting really excited at the thought that Mosaic Stadium is going to host the first ever Grey Cup in their stadium, and it's going to be the virtual CFL sim.
Exactly.
But it's going to look and feel just the same.
Jeff Kozak writes in, says, Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, Lewis Reddick are the Monday Night Football crew. Google is my friend. If you got to go to Google to find out who the Monday Night Football crew is, there is an indictment on what's wrong with broadcasting in 2020. You got to go to Google to find out who it is. Come on. Are you kidding me?
It's not a good scene.
Gone are the days of Al Michaels and I already forgot who.
John Madden.
Well, Madden. I was thinking Pat Summerall and John Madden.
Oh, yeah. They were good. Pat Summerall. Like, they're big heavyweights. That's the difference.
Yeah.
You can't just put anybody in the booth because they can, you know, remember who the players are.
Or you owe them something.
Yeah. Just because you know who the guys are and can call a play doesn't mean that you have it for Monday Night Football.
I'm backing off 2.5. Dean Lubchenco writes in. Do you know what he's referring to? These are Howie Meekerisms. Jiminy Crickets. Golly gee willikers. Stop it right there. These are how quickly they forget, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Robert Kazakov says, good morning, everyone from Estevan. Just getting a little snow. This is the kind of snow that you know is going to last for 5-6 months, right? It's not what we had a couple weeks ago. That was just here and gone. Less than 24 hours. It's here to stay. Winter's here, folks. And I'm okay with it. Brett Upton writes in and says, Frank Gifford, Dan Dierdorf, that's Monday Night Football. It's not what we have now, which, by the way, is Patriots and Jets tonight. And that's about it. Do we have Cameron lined up? They're both ready. So there it is, the quick six show topics. It's Canada's daytime sports talk show. We've got the King of Cheer and a special guest coming up with Cameron Hughes. Hang on, you're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus Television, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You just saw the ad in the break for the Saskatchewan Rush. Cameron Hughes a while back tweeted, who are you missing the most right now? And I was remiss. I mentioned the Golden Knights, but I should have put the Rush. And the last time I saw Cameron in person, let's bring him in now from the West Coast. Cameron Cheers, the professional king of cheer.
Oh, there he is.
I can say this appearance. There you go.
Vegas right here. Let's do it.
Brought to you by Red Bull. How many Red Bulls you down this morning, Cam?
Just getting ready to go.
Very big week for you. Before we bring in the special guest, let's talk about the big week for you. It all comes down tomorrow.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, 26 years of performing at sporting events around the world, and I was like, I couldn't finish a school paper, but I finished a book. So, yeah, I'm launching a book tomorrow. It's a collection of stories, the highs and lows. Don't worry, Rod. They're short stories. They're not too long.
Good. Hey. For squirrels like me. Excellent. I don't even know where to start. I mean, what's your best story from that book that you can recall?
The best story? Oh, God.
I know it's an unfair question, but I'm asking you anyways.
I think the best story that's led to the best moments, et cetera, is I convinced the U.S. Open to give me a shot one night to perform at the U.S. Open. They had said no to me 20 times, and I said, give me $1. I went and performed at the U.S. Open. It went crazy. And for 8 years, I became part of the U.S. Open, danced with Novak Djokovic, center court of the U.S. Open, performed at Roger Federer's charity events. And, I mean, it just opened up so many different doors, all for $1. So that when I think of like the ways you got it, you have to convince teams to, you know, to hire you and to get you in the door, then all the different things that happen. I think that's my favorite sort of, wow, I'm here story.
Yeah, and I've seen the pictures of it. It's amazing, which I know that they're in the book. And by the way, you can follow Cameron on Twitter, at Cameron Cheers. Okay, man, I'm a little excited about your guest. Big part of my youth and fandom. Take it away, man. I don't know how you're going to do this.
I don't know how I'm going to do this either, but in this book, I write about a gentleman who was a big influence in my career. You know, the sports entertainment business is not something you Google and you have all these people, you know, who pop up. There's a guy, I don't know if you remember him, Ron. He's very sexy, and he's loud. He wears these really great shorts, and he performs at sporting events from the NHL to the NFL and around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, my mentor, the guy I love, who inspired me, Crazy George!
All right!
We got him!
My name. I like that!
Crazy George, we got him. Listen, Cameron, how did this come about? I shouldn't be shocked that you guys know each other, but what's the deal?
When I started on my career, I found this booking agent in Tulsa, Oklahoma, named John Terry, and I realized that there was a marketing play for sports entertainers. And it turns out John was working with Crazy George, and I was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, sign me up. I'm not as sexy as George, but we do similar things. So I went down to Tulsa and met George, and boom.
Here we are. Crazy George. Yeah, George Henderson, thanks for joining us today. My man, how are things in your life?
Oh, it's been great. I was full-time with the San Jose Earthquakes, and they canceled the season because of the coronavirus. I'm mad.
I'm mad, he says. No kidding. Yeah, we all are. Crazy George, I grew up on the Canadian prairies thinking of you with the BC Lions. I just thought you were their mascot. I didn't realize how much that you'd done. Can you speak about your affiliation with the BC Lions and why a young prairie kid like me would think that you were their regular guy?
Well, that was before the internet, and that's why nobody knew I was doing other teams. But actually, the BC Lions were one of the first teams to ever hire me. I quit teaching because of the BC Lions. I started in 1975. I've been cheering ever since for a living, and I'm still doing the Earthquakes, having a lot of fun. Just like Cameron, I wrote a book, and Cameron's book is great. You gotta buy it. If you don't buy it, I'll slash your tire. You got a threat.
I can't believe this is happening today. I can't believe it's... Cameron, here's the thing. You're launching your book, and you brought on Crazy George with you. That tells me how much you think of this man, Cameron.
Well, look, I mean, I have a whole... I don't want to give away the surprise, but there's a whole section on Crazy George. He opens up the whole chapter for me when I was starting out my career, because as Crazy, you know, you and I could talk about this for hours, but like trying to convince people to hire you to be added value is not easy, right, George? Like, and then once you get in there and show them what you can do to engage their fans, get them going, you know, extra nuts, and then boom, suddenly Crazy George had a career, then I had a career.
A trailblazer, an absolute trailblazer.
Can I say something about that, Cameron? We have a career for one reason. We get the fans involved in the game. And that wasn't possible when we started out. Nobody was getting involved in the game. They were sitting and watching the game. Me and you got him started. I started in 75. I don't know what year exactly you started, but you came along and did what was needed. Get the fans involved in the game.
Oh, I love it. My heart is just pounding here as we go with this interview. And Crazy George, I have to ask you, if you go to your Wikipedia, which I'm sure you've done, it says he is the inventor of the wave. How did you do that?
You said that. I love hearing it. Yes, I invented the wave. I don't claim to invent the wave. I invented it in 1980, the Oakland A's New York Yankee playoff game.
Well, and how did you go about doing it? I mean, we got time. How do you start the wave?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, actually. That's when I debuted it to the world. But I was doing it the year before at the Colorado Rockies ice hockey games in the NHL. I was doing it in high school rallies. I take credit for it at the Oakland A's game because I have it on video. And the whole world saw, well, everybody in the United States, because it was a playoff game. We were playing the Yankees. The Yankees cheat a lot, and they're ugly. And we lost to them because they cheat.
They cheat, and they're ugly. This is hilarious.
Cameron, that's a bad combination.
It's a bad combination. Look at Cameron. You're sitting here. You've reverted Cam into a fan right now. You've become a fan today.
Well, it's
funny, Cameron. Go ahead, Cameron.
Well, you know, this is such a funny business in itself, because when you look at all the people that John Terry used to represent, from like Little Elvis, Morgana the Kissing Bandit, Crazy George, like the Frisbee Dogs, and then me and George, and it was just like, we went right into the, like George said, we would go right into the crowd, and it was different because all the other entertainers over the years would be on the court, on the floor. And we were like, no, let's get in there with the crowd. And when I would watch George do it, I was like, I got to get in the crowd just as much.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got to ask you this, George, just a couple more questions for you, then we'll let you go. If you today called the other team ugly and that they cheated, you'd be drawn and quartered, right, Darren? You know that, right? You'd be run out of the stadium.
Oh, I say it all the time. It's the funnest thing. I can say almost anything because I am crazy.
Good point. That's a very good point. He's crazy. He can say whatever he wants. I'm going to claim that. And secondly, and lastly, Crazy George, are you still doing appearances, by the way? Aside from the earthquakes, are you still traveling as much as you used to?
I don't travel a lot anymore, but I do the San Jose earthquakes full time. I do a lot of corporate meetings, and I go all over the country with personal appearances and speaking, just like Cameron does. The only difference, I'm also, when I'm not cheerleading, a professional male model. I love saying that.
We love you too. Can I say on behalf of all North American sports fans, thanks for all you've meant to us, and keep it up, Crazy George. Glad to see you're looking so great.
It's been, because I did probably over 70 teams in Canada, minor league hockey, the BC Lions, the Winnipeg Jets, and just like Cameron, I have my book out too, but also professional male model. I love saying it twice on a show. Cameron, sell your book. It's going to be great. Buy his book. You don't want to make me mad.
Hey, Rod, I got to
thank you, Crazy George. You're the best. Go ahead, Cameron. Yes.
I was at the baseball winter meetings, and I wanted to ask George all these tidbits about what I should do for my career. And I said, well, what do you do to warm up your voice and to protect your voice? He goes, I haven't done anything in 40 years. I love George. He's such a great guy. And, trailblazer, you said.
Can we put the comment up from Trent in Norway? He's watching in Norway right now. He says, Norway calling. I love these guys leading the cheers. BC Place never was so loud like it was when Crazy George got the fans going. Boom, boom, defense. This is not the time to be politically correct. Loyalty means something, and I hope those who don't agree fall in line. You know, Cameron, he just made a great point, Crazy George, about how he was brought in to get fans off their butts, and that's the same thing that you're doing.
Yeah, it's the same sort of idea of pushing people. I mean, there's some stories in my book about pushing people, and I won't give them away, but like some of the stuff I did 15 years ago, I couldn't do now. And some of the stuff I'm doing now, I'm going to keep doing. You know what I mean? People want to be pushed. They can't believe that I'm pushing them, you know? And sometimes fans are like, you're putting the T-shirt in someone's mouth or their face, and the team executives are like, oh, you shouldn't do that. And I say, oh, did anyone complain? They're like, no. I'm like, well, then why are you? You know?
Now I know why we're such good friends. Cameron, so look, King of Cheer comes out tomorrow. I can't wait to read it. It's going to be full of tremendous stories and photos, as I've seen. Where can people get it? Or do they have to wait for you to come by their local neighborhood in an RV? Is that still the thing, your cross-Canada tour?
I was hoping to see you live in person. My Canadian tour has been stalled. But, yeah, you can go on CameronHughes.tv tomorrow. It's not available until tomorrow. And then all the, like, Amazon, all the other retailers. And then, you know, I'm a one-man machine just trying to promote this. I don't have Matthew McConaughey's, marketing budget. But I'm doing my best. And I got one Moose Johnson story for you, though.
Daryl Moose Johnson, yeah, we were talking about him earlier. What do you got?
Yeah. So I was down in Dallas. A buddy of mine from Bishop's University, Mark Hatfield, played for a little while in the NFL. We got to know Mark Stepnoski. Mark brings us to the game. After the game, we're going back to Mark's house to drink some beers on the Sunday. I walk out with Daryl Moose Johnson. He's got beers in his hand. We got police escort. They bring us to the car, and they're like, no, it's fine. We go over to pick some ice at one of the big, you know, beer store gas stations, and he can't find me. Daryl's going to buy the ice. I was hiding in the ice machine.
Whoa.
And Daryl Moose Johnson's like, what in the hell are you doing in here? And there you go.
The shyest guy I know, Cameron Hughes. Order his book at CameronHughes.tv. Follow his social media at Cameron Cheers on. Look at it. There it is right there. There it is right there. The king of cheer. I love it, man.
Don't worry. There's pop up for you.
All right.
You're the best, Ron. Thanks for having me
on. You're the best. And thanks for bringing on Crazy George.
Crazy.
Cameron Hughes joining us from the West Coast today. Wow. 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 Wow.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, Crazy George, I mean, we might need to bring one of these guys on our sports trip. Get everybody going.
Yeah. From our viewers, Lauren Smith in Kamloops. Still crazy after all these years. Love it. From John Ohm in Winnipeg. Ohm, I want to have a beer with Cameron Hughes. Well, I'm sure that you could. This guy's been at Pats games. He's been at Rush games. Says he's never performed at Rider games, however. A lot of NHL games. And the team that he's performed the most for is the Vegas Golden Knights. And we could have got into more of those stories with him, but we had to let him roll because we got our next guest joining us live in the bunker. So we'll see you back in a bit, hey?
That sounds good.
All right. It is the RP Show. Just getting rolling on this Monday. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues in a moment on Game Plus TV Network. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this Monday for Coffee. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues from the bunker out here in Western Canada. Just a comment from a viewer on our last interview. Ryan DeVries says, you guys always have great interviews, but that was probably one of my favorite interviews you guys have done. So glad I just witnessed that. Cameron Hughes and Crazy George. Wow, amazing. And I can't wait to get my hands on that book of Cameron's coming out tomorrow, King of Cheer. Well, more breaking news today. Huge news from our favorite teams, Saskatchewan's five Western Hockey League teams in partnership with Great Western Brewing Company have come together and are proud to launch the first ever Hockey Harvest Lottery in support of player scholarship funds. The goal of the Hockey Harvest Lottery presented by Great Western Brewing is to raise money for each team's alumni scholarship fund through an online progressive 50-50 beginning Monday, November 16th. Thanks to the support of Great Western Brewing Company, the total jackpot will begin at $75,000. And we'll get into the details of it and so forth in terms of how old you have to be, where you need to be from. And we have a quote here from Scott Henberry, VP of Sales with Great Western. But we've got the COO of the Regina Pats, my favorite team in the world. Stacey Cattell joining us here in the bunker. How are you doing, Stace?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. You're smiling about this announcement today. Sounds like you've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, we have been. And a big thumbs up to all of our league rivals. All the business operations managers came together in the summer, and we were discussing, it's a new world. What's going to happen? When's our team going to start? And as we kind of progressed, working individually as teams with the SLGA, but we took this concept forward to them kind of later summer, and we got support for it, which was pretty amazing.
Robin in Prince Albert's watching says, this WHL lottery is awesome. It is awesome. But I have to say, when I heard you were doing a lottery, I thought it was just for team survival, but you're not. You're doing this for former players' scholarship funds. Can you speak about that, the importance of it?
Yeah, every team, and that's one of the big advantages of playing in the WHL as a player, is your education gets paid for. And that's super important to all of our teams. All of us raise money via our in-rink 50-50s. That's predominantly where we get the money to provide the scholarship program for graduating players. With the season being shortened last year, and you know now we're not starting till that first weekend of January, a lot of teams are going to struggle to raise that money to meet the commitments that they have to make. And again, my hat goes off to all five teams here. We all got together We put our rivalries aside, and we're working on, you know, I think for the first time, a collective marketing, promotion, event that we're all going to benefit from.
Yeah, you're supposed to hate each other. Didn't you know that?
Well, yeah, hate me, not be.
Yeah,
right,
too strong where it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're a new era. But the thing is, Stacey, the world has not stopped spinning, even though the finances have. So those players are all enrolled. Like, I get it. Like, you had to do something, right?
Yeah, and I think part of this is, one is to raise the money, which is super important. But the other one is staying relevant.
Yeah.
Like, we have been trying to do in every market, whether it's promoting your store, whether it's trying to do something in the community. But collectively, how do we elevate the WHL back into the psyche of the sport fan in Saskatchewan and start thinking about what the season's going to look like come that first weekend in January, if we can start, and looks like that's going to be our plan. So this is going to be a great kickoff to our season coming up in January, and give us relevance all the way through December.
Janelle in Saskatoon, Blades season ticket holder, says, "I'm so excited about this. Way to go, teams." And here's the quote from Scott Henbury of Great Western, who incidentally is one of our largest sponsors here on this show. "We are thrilled to have Great Western Brewing presenting the Hockey Harvest Lottery. We value and appreciate our relationships with all of the Saskatchewan-based WHL teams, and this gives us a unique opportunity to continue our support. Tickets are available for purchase to anyone over the age of 19 that is physically in the province of Saskatchewan at the time of purchase, regardless of their home residence. Ticket sales for the Hockey Harvest Lottery close on December 20th at midnight, with the grand prize draw taking place on December 21st at 1 p.m. Central in Saskatoon. The grand prize winning ticket will receive a cash prize of 50% of the final jackpot, while the remaining funds will be split evenly between the five teams directly funding their player scholarship program. Tickets purchased prior to midnight November 27th will also be entered in a draw to win a Saskatchewan WHL team jersey prize package featuring a jersey from all five teams." Whoa, that would be nice.
Oh, you know what? It's just another great idea from the group that got together on this, on how we all stick together through this. Hockey hasn't started yet, so, you know, we're going to work together and then make this a success. Our season starts, and then we can start to hate each other.
Well, from Doug in Indian Head, writes in, he says, "Great job, Great Western. My favorite beers." We should mention there's already a guaranteed pot. This is no small thing.
No, it's not. And I think this is really going to kick off the momentum. Thanks to our partners at Great Western, the jackpot's starting at $75,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge.
That is huge. And I look at this, by the way, because they already did the huge fundraiser for the food bank, as you're well aware of, and now the WHL Harvest Lottery. Wow. Loving me some Great Western today.
Yeah, no, it's we couldn't do that without the support of Great Western. And again, all five teams are super excited to make this a great event. And, you know, had COVID not happened, probably wouldn't have happened either. But that just shows you the resilience that we have amongst the five teams of not just doing what's good for our clubs, but doing what's good for our league.
So that's a major announcement today. You're going to be hearing a lot more of it. The tickets officially go on sale 1 week from today.
Yep.
But some serious talk, if I may. 1 week ago today, Alan Miller was in here, the general manager of the Warriors. He does a lot of the same things you do with the Pats. And I got to say, you guys look a lot better than I thought. Because I got to think this has been a stressful time. You don't look as frazzled as I would have thought. Because you know you're going to play or what?
Yeah, you know what? You have to remain hopeful. Like, at the end of the day, no one's going to say this hasn't been a long grind on everybody. And every team. Like, if you look at how good PA was last year and the promise that they have for this year, Saskatoon's a still strong team. And all the teams are going to be competitive. Even for ourselves, excited about Connor Bedard joining our team and the veteran team that we have. But it's been a grind. Like, to have the date kind of moved a few times, regardless, stay hopeful, work hard, and be ready.
Well, the other thing that I heard, and you can tell me whether this is true or not, but that you're really the only one that knew anything. Everybody says Stacey's the only guy that knows. And I guess you disseminated the info. Is that not true? That you've been dealing with the league more than anybody?
You know what? I've been fortunate to be asked to be part of the committee, but I reach out. I reach out to Mike Sissons. I reach out to Nathan McDonald, Merrick Sutter in Alberta. You know, we're all juggling a bunch of things. So if one of us can step up, helped the league. Greg Gardner at the leagues, I've got to know really well over the last year, and we're working, all of us are working on the same things, but sometimes you have to narrow it just to support everybody else. So, you know, I don't take any credit from that. We've got smart people all around the league. We're all inputting, regardless of who's driving an initial initiative.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can tell us about seating capacity today, or is those details to come?
Yeah, it's still all to come. We have put collectively for the WHL. Now, Saskatchewan is going to be different. Manitoba's going to be different. Alberta's going to be different. But we've put our plan forward to the provincial government, the Sask Health Authority. We're waiting for feedback. And that's all been based on stuff that we've gathered from across the country. We looked at what the Q was doing in Montreal and in the Maritime provinces. So Saskatchewan is a little bit more built on what the Maritime provinces are doing. But we're still waiting for that approval. And hopefully it comes soon, because each market has fans that are ready to go back and watch hockey.
Oh, yeah.
We just need that opportunity. You know, I know it's stressful for the government, but I hope we just get the opportunity to create a plan, execute the plan, because I think even with our venue operators, you know, locally here, what Evraz has helped us put together in terms of our plan, awesome. So we just hope we get an opportunity to execute it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the commissioner was on here a few Mondays ago, Ron Robinson, and kind of applauded the government for giving you guys the time of day, because yeah. I've had a very tough time understanding that sports isn't a priority. I'm not sure that I even do today, mm-hmm. but I also get the health side of things. I do. So he was very appreciative of the time you've been given by the government.
Yeah, for sure. And again, it's been a moving target. The one thing that we're looking at right now, and I know the health authority is the SJ, and I know that's near and dear to your heart mm-hmm. as well. How is the SJ doing with their games with 150 fans? How are their systems handling fans coming in and out of the stadium? I talked to Darren McKechnie from the AAA PAC Canadians. They're kind of building their own plan. So if we can observe that, learn from it, and continue to improve our plan for the beginning of January, I think we can pull this off. But it's going to take the confidence of the community, fans coming, but also the health authority.
And patience.
Absolutely.
Right, that's the big one. Yeah. It's been difficult, but like we say, we're getting close. Now is not the time to give up.
No.
Anything else, Stacey?
No, you know what? We're back to the lottery. This is an exciting day for the WHL teams in Saskatchewan. Never been done before. So it's great for all of us to come together. Again, I thank all of my colleagues across the other teams. They worked really hard with our partner in Tap 5050 locally mm-hmm. out of Saskatoon. It's going to be a great event, and we're just hoping that starting at $75,000, it's going to just rocket for the next, you know, month or so and wrap up on December 21st with a great jackpot for somebody to win, but also some more benefits going to graduating players.
Well, I really appreciate the time. Great job with what you're doing. I'm impressed with what I'm following and seeing.
Appreciate
and
that.
Good luck.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Stacey Cattell, the COO of the Regina Pats. And for more details, go to reginapats.com, rodpeterson.com for details on this lottery. It goes live 1 week from today. Dupes joins me next. We've got a sports update, viewer takeover, and Jim Lang on the way from Toronto. It's the RP Show on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. Whoa, what a Monday. You think you go into a show when you know what's going to be talked about? Dupes rejoins us here, and then all kinds of breaking news today. And as a matter of fact, I want to jump into a sports update here. Baseball's GM meetings, a virtual four-day gathering this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, got underway today. Toronto Blue Jays GM Ross Atkins is scheduled to weigh in on the proceedings on a late afternoon conference call. The Blue Jays, coming off their first playoff appearance in 4 years, are expected to be active on the trade and free agency front this offseason. Sergio Garcia will not play in this week's Masters tournament after testing positive for COVID-19, the tournament announced today. Garcia, who won the tournament in 2017, wrote on Twitter today that he started experiencing symptoms after taking part in the Houston Open. He missed the cut on Friday at 5 over after 2 rounds. And the new face of NASCAR circled Phoenix Raceway for a celebratory lap of his finest achievement. Chase Elliott, NASCAR's most popular driver, was now a Cup champion too. He did what Dale Earnhardt Jr. could not and parlayed the popularity gleaned off of his Hall of Fame father into a NASCAR championship. Elliott drove from the back of the field to victory lane at Phoenix Sunday to win for Hendrick and Chevrolet, which had been shut out of the title race since Johnson won his seventh and final crown in 2016. The sports update for Ballers Rec Room, new hours, by the way, opening Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m., Fridays for lunch and throughout the weekend. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. Sorry, Dupes, to go all over the place here. Haven't even let you talk yet.
That's good. Keep going.
We had Crazy George and Cameron Hughes on earlier, so Jim Wagner writes in, says, wow, Crazy George and Cameron Hughes, double rock star of the day. Mic drop. I have a feeling that Cameron Hughes would probably wear our rock star hat, but I don't know if Crazy George would.
No, he's got the look going. I don't think you can kind of mess with that,
I've
right?
never seen Crazy George in a hat. From Jamie in Halifax, hey RP, a very sad Bears fan today coming from the surfboard capital of Canada. If you guys are the sweatpants capital, then we must be a capital of something here on the East Coast. Jokes aside, great win by the Titans Sunday. I live up to my bet and I will personally have money sent and a donation to the Regina Rams will be given in your name. And Jamie goes on to say, your recovery hour has changed my perspective on life. Thank you to you and Dupes for amazing sports talk as Canada battles through COVID-19. Nice words from Jamie.
Very nice words.
And Brady in Saskatoon says, Romo is the best primetime NFL color commentator.
That's it? Short from Brady.
No, there's, I know, I cut it off. There's way more.
A lot of tears this weekend from Brady.
Actually, now that you say that, this is what Brady said here in Viewer Takeover. Just wanted to remind my fellow Saskatonians to stay home unless you absolutely need to go to work. Don't want anyone getting stuck. Snow is up to my knees in my neighborhood, but it's extremely icy. Broadcasters need to stop sleeping. The Bucks aren't the best team in the NFC. So there you go. 30 seconds in this hour, says Clark. And next hour, Jim Lang will join us. I don't know about the snow. I'm not interested in being locked up all winter. I've been thinking about that. And I've been also thinking that I don't need to be locked up all winter. I could actually go for a walk, you know.
That's true.
There is that. Anyways, folks, join us for hour two. Jim Lang will be with us, Canada's foremost NFL expert, and more all coming up. This show is like a pasture of goats.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.